Trump, Democrat Ilhan Omar who hates the USA should be jailed or returned to Somalia amid fraud scandal. By Amy Furr on January 19, 2026. President Donald Trump on Sunday suggested Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, should be behind bars or sent back to her native Somalia as the fraud scandal in Minnesota deepens. There is $19 billion in Minnesota-Somalia fraud. Fake Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, a constant complainer who hates the USA, knows everything there is to know, the president wrote in a post on Truth Social. She should be in jail, or even a worse punishment. Sent back to Somalia, considered one of the absolutely worst countries in the world. She could help to make Somalia great again. He added. Many are asking what Omar knew and when she knew it about the welfare fraud allegedly committed by the Somali community in her state, because she reportedly has ties to organizations, businesses, and people named in cases that uncovered rampant fraud regarding the Democrat-run state's welfare schemes, per Breitbart News. For example, Omar has held events and parties at the Minneapolis eatery named Safari Restaurant, an establishment that has been named in some of the investigations looking into the fraud. The co-owner of the restaurant, along with an executive director of Feeding Our Future, have been convicted in the Feeding Our Future case that defrauded $250 million from the state in child food aid, the outlet said. In December, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security revealed that an illegal alien Somali fraudster had posed for photos with top Minnesota Democrats, including Omar, before he was arrested. In December, President Trump blasted Governor Tim Walz, DMN, as a crooked governor and Omar as a scammer. More recently, House Oversight Committee Chairman Representative James Comer, RKY, vowed to get answers about Omar's increasing wealth even after she denied being worth millions of dollars and claimed conservatives were targeting her, Breitbart News reported. In a social media post early Sunday, Trump referred to the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, operations in Minnesota and across the nation, accusing Walz and Omar of using it to distract from the fraud. ICE is removing some of the most violent criminals in the world from our country, and bring them back home, where they belong. Why is Minnesota fighting this? Do they really want murderers and drug dealers to be ensconced in their community? The president wrote. The thugs that are protesting include many highly paid professional agitators and anarchists. Is this really what Minnesota wants? The crooked governor and Congresswoman Omar, who married her brother, don't mind because it keeps the focus of attention off the $18 billion, plus, fraud, that has taken place in the state. Don't worry, we're on it, he concluded.